Hey, everyone, I'm Dan Whedon, and welcome to Unleashed the Podcast. This is an Extra Points Extra based off my weekly missive titled Extra Points. You can subscribe to Extra Points by visiting danwhedon.com and asking to subscribe to the newsletter. You can also subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Pandora Podcasts. Unleash the Podcast is brought to you by my sponsor, Emerging Risk Solutions. Thank you for the support of the show. And now, on to today's episode titled, No, Don't. Let's get unleashed. This past several days, Barb and I enjoyed having the little girls over for what I call Girls Weekend. From Thursday to Sunday, our house was turned into a full-time, high-energy, buckle-up-for-the-ride amusement park. The dogs even love it when they come to visit. One of the phrases that seems to be ubiquitous when starting a sentence aimed at a duo age 2 and 3 years old is, "No! Don't," and then insert what you don't want here. No, don't touch that. No, don't put that in your mouth. No, don't put that in your ear, nose, hair, etc. If you've raised toddlers, no matter how long ago it was, you understand the situation. Going to the negative commandment seems like the most common form we humans take. It certainly is the quickest route to correction of something that we want to avoid as a consequence, including spills of both human and beverage variety. While I'm not here to disabuse anyone of the thought that this shouldn't be the way to deal with toddlers, primarily because I doubt I can change, I do suggest that we take a hard look at how we all try to influence adults that either work for or with us. If you're like me, at one time you worked at a company that held true to the command and control mantra of running a business. Much of the education and correction was based on, no, don't. The problem is that adults aren't toddlers and need to be educated and corrected in a manner that will be a win-win for both the leader and the employee. Employees need to know what to do and why it's important. If I am playing golf and my sole thought is, don't hit it in the water, whatever you do, then I guarantee you I've already preordained a wet ball or at least a terrible shot. However, if I focus on the target in the middle of the fairway and tell myself to hit the target in order to set up the next shot, then I'm more likely to accomplish the objective. Instead of, no, don't, focus on, this is what success looks like. Do this. People want to know what good looks like, how success should feel, and what a positive outcome is. Additionally, they should also know why it's important. There need not be any secrets on what the objective is. Gone should be the days of do it because I said so. If you want to improve performance and have happier employees, then explain what the accomplishments mean to the company and to them. When they know what to do and why it's important, adults tend to be very good at being productive, safe, and happy. Part of a strong business continuity plan means being productive, safe, and happy. So start using positive influence and vision to educate and correct in order to become more resilient and profitable. Now, if that would only work with peanut butter and jelly in their hair. Thanks for listening. Unleashed the Podcast is brought to you by my sponsor, Emerging Risk Solutions. Please subscribe on your favorite platform so you can catch every episode. For now, be well, be happy, be healthy, and above all, be unleashed.